أربعة للبودكاست.
The Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw famously once said, "The single biggest problem with communication is the illusion that it has taken place." Are you experiencing the illusion of communication? I think it's most likely that you have experienced this both in professional and personal context. Perhaps an employee has accused you of not telling them something when you know you sent an email or discussed it at last week's team meeting. If you have children, you are probably very familiar with this phrase. How many times do I have to tell you? Perhaps you have had a partner say in bemusement, "We have not had this conversation before," even though you have discussed it several times. When this happens, you are experiencing the illusion of communication. Essentially, you think you have communicated your point, but the message has not been received or understood. Hello, this is Hanin Dahri and welcome to the new episode of Skill Up Startup Podcast produced by Arba Network for Podcasts. How can I make sure my message is being heard and understood? What causes lack of communication? How a lack of clear communication can affect your life? And ways to improve it. Why is effective communication vital for entrepreneurial success? Is communication a skill, or a quality, or ability, or other? In this episode, we will discover the answers of those questions and much, much more. So, let's start. Communication is a part of everyday life. Whether we communicate in person or on the countless digital platforms available to us. But how much of our communication actually reaches the intended audience or person the way we hoped? Although the aim of communication is to share a message or an idea, we don't always manage to get across what we have in mind. Sometimes the message gets lost or misinterpreted, preventing us from communicating effectively. But what do we actually mean when we talk about effective communication? Well, it's the ability to communicate in a way that's clear and can be understood, which is why it's necessary to try and eliminate the potential for any misunderstandings. Communication is essential to all relationships, but a lack of effective communication could leave you unsure of where you stand. If you are able to communicate well, you may find the relationships you have with your partner, friends, family, colleagues, or others easier and have less conflict. Communication can be verbal or nonverbal, by crossing your arms or rolling your eyes during a conversation, or nodding your head and leaning in toward the person speaking, you can convey a lot of meaning without words. But if you find yourself in a relationship where clear and reassuring communication is insufficient, you may feel confused, lonely, or left with mixed signals because you don't know how the other person is feeling. This lack of productive communication can also take a toll on your mental health over time. But everyone with a little practice can learn to communicate better and make their relationships stronger. But why do entrepreneurs need communication skills? Stay tuned. Contrary to their portrayal in pop culture, entrepreneurs aren't poorly idea people dreaming up revolutionary new concepts and introspectively coming to profound conclusion about their industry. But they are that at times. Instead, entrepreneurs spend most of their days in the trenches working hard with others to make those ideas a reality. How entrepreneurs communicate tends to dictate whether or not they are ultimately successful. Even great ideas can't flounder if a leader isn't communicating effectively. So that effective communication is the cornerstone of successful interactions in business, enabling entrepreneurs to convey their ideas, thoughts, and vision clearly to various stakeholders. In entrepreneurial settings, communication fosters trust and collaboration among team members. When entrepreneurs effectively communicate their goals and expectations, it creates a shared understanding that motivates employees to work toward common objectives. Clear communication can help entrepreneurs build strong relationships with clients and investors. Entrepreneurs can secure partnership and funding opportunities by articulating their value proposition and demonstrating a deep understanding of their market. More of that effective communication plays a pivotal role in the success of entrepreneurs by fostering meaningful connections, driving engagement, and facilitating decision-making process crucial to business growth. Entrepreneurs rely on effective communication to convey their vision and goals to investors, employees, and customers. It gives entrepreneurs the power to negotiate deals, resolve conflicts, and build strong partnerships, which are essential for sustained growth and innovation in the business world. By sharing relevant information and insights, entrepreneurs can gather diverse perspectives, evaluate potential risks, and identify innovative solutions to complex challenges. This collaborative approach to decision-making throughout communication can lead to better outcomes and sustainable growth for the business. So, when entrepreneurs prioritize clear and transparent communication, they create a positive work culture where employees feel valued and understood. This, in turn, leads to higher levels of job satisfaction and commitment among team members. By actively listening to their employees' needs and feedback, entrepreneurs can address concerns promptly and make informed decisions that drive the business forward. Implementing regular team meetings, using collaboration tools, and encouraging open-door policies are successful communication strategies that have boosted employee engagement levels in various entrepreneurial setups. In business, there is many examples about the thriving collaborations driven by effective communication. Take, for instance, the partnership between tech giant Apple and IBM to develop applications for company clients. This strategic alliance leveraged the strength of both companies, with clear communication being the key to successfully merging their expertise and resources. In fact, entrepreneurs who prioritize efficient communication within their teams are more likely to see successful outcomes in their ventures. When team members can express their ideas clearly and openly share feedback, it creates a positive work atmosphere conducive to innovation and problem solving. Communication is the glue that holds diverse talents together, allowing for the exchange of unique perspective and the generation of fresh ideas. So, as an entrepreneur, how can I communicate effectively? The key of effective communication for entrepreneurs encompasses clarity, active listening, empathy, nonverbal cues, and openness that collectively contribute to successful interactions and understanding. Clarity in communication is essential for entrepreneurs to convey information accurately, avoid misunderstandings, and ensure that all stakeholders interpret messages as intended. Active listening is a crucial component also of effective communication for entrepreneurs, enabling them to understand perspectives, address concerns, and build rapport with stakeholders through attentive engagements. Entrepreneurs who actively listen to their employees are likelier to foster a positive work environment conducive to productivity and innovation. Empathy is a critical component of effective communication for entrepreneurs, allowing them to connect emotionally, demonstrate understanding, and build trust with stakeholders throughout a human-centered approach. Also, nonverbal communication is a significant component. Facial expressions and body language that convey additional meaning and enhance message clarity. Successful entrepreneurs prioritize also open and transparent communication channels, such regulatory meetings, progress reports, and open-door policies to create a culture of inclusivity and collaboration. When entrepreneurs embrace openness in their communication, they build trust with their team, investors, and customers. Transparency ensures all parties can access the necessary information to make informed decisions. This level of honesty and clarity not only improves relationships, but also enhances accountability within the business. The question now is, how can I improve my communication skills? Entrepreneurs can enhance their communication skills by practicing active listening. In business setting, active listening can help entrepreneurs uncover hidden opportunities, identify challenges, and create innovative solutions. For instance, by attentively listening to customer feedback, entrepreneurs can refine their products and services to meet market demand better. Seeking feedback, adapting communication styles, and investing in tailored training programs focusing on effective business strategies. So, to conclude, guys, effective communication is the foundation of successful organizations and human relationships. Yes. Leaders need to articulate their vision so that managers and teams can work toward the organization's mission and goals. And team members must express ideas clearly and listen actively to prevent misunderstandings and foster collaboration. If you invest on your communication skills as an entrepreneur or a leader, you will really increase productivity, prevent and resolve misunderstanding and conflict, and you will contribute to positive company culture. When employees feel like their voice matters, they have the psychological safety to share honest feedback and innovative ideas. They feel like they belong, and they are more likely to stay and make the company a great place to work for future employees. So, how can I do to be a good communicator? Honestly, I believe there are at least four things you can do it to increase your audience understanding and retention of what you are saying. You can apply them in any context, professional or even personal. First of all, be very clear. Yes, be very clear on the message you want to communicate and about the action you want them to take. Second, communicate in a language they understand. For example, avoid acronyms that can lead to confusion. Third, think about how you can use stories or analogies to help people understand and relate to your message. And fourth, if necessary, recap. Recap any decisions that were made as well as any actions that need to be taken. When and by who? When you focus on these four pointers, your communication will be more precise and easier to understand. Thinking about how to convey your message will help ensure your communication focuses on reality, not illusion. And now, tell me guys, have you ever some workplace problems caused essentially by poor and lack of communication? Oh, that's okay for this episode. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope that I succeed to cover the maximum about communication skills. If you enjoyed and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave rating and review. And to catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Hanin Dahri, as well as you can follow Arbaa also on Instagram. Thanks again. Me, Hanin Dahri, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode. Proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. See you next time. Bye-bye.